You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
At Thursday's Common Council meeting, La Crosse City Council will consider an ordinance to create a city administrator position. For months, committees, council members, and former Mayor Mitch Reynolds worked to create the new role to take on some of the duties of the mayor's office. New Mayor Shondell Washington Spivey supports the measure. The new city administrator position will pay a salary close to $200,000 per year. The vote to add the position will take place during Thursday's council meeting. The Monroe County Sheriff's Office is investigating two deaths that happened over the weekend. According to a release, a man and woman left the Backwater Bar and Grill Saturday night. After nobody had seen the two people, a body was found in the water Sunday afternoon. First responders were able to find two bodies in the water. The Sheriff's Office said that they do not suspect foul play in the deaths, but that they are still investigating. The names of the two people were not released as of Tuesday by law enforcement. The DNR is suspending burn permits with elevated fire conditions this week. With more, here's Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Spring is the most critical fire season in the state. So far this year, we've had 658 wildfires that have burned over 2,220 acres of land. And the elevated fire danger remains in place until we get more significant rain.
You can find more information on the DNR's wildfire dashboard available on the DNR's website. It's National Travel and Tourism Week. What does that mean for Wisconsin? With more, here's Civic Media's Brittany Merlot.
In 2023, Wisconsin's tourism industry saw a 5.4% increase from the prior year and raked in $25 billion. We also welcomed 113 million visits and saw the highest ever overnight stays at nearly 46 million. And for this summer's travel season, Travel Wisconsin is running summer signs saying, "Here's to those who Wisconsin."
For more information on things to do around the state, you can visit travelwisconsin.com. Road construction season is upon us here in La Crosse. Highway 16 is down to one lane eastbound between La Crosse and Gillett Streets as resurfacing is done on that roadway. Meanwhile, 6th Street is closed until the end of August. Crews will be adding bike lanes, doing utility work, and adding lighting as they reconstruct the roadway. Finally, County Highway Double Y will have daily closures from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. as crews replace culverts along the roadway. More road construction information is available at 511WI.gov. This week in city government, there will be a Common Council meeting Thursday with a full slate of topics. La Crosse City Council will consider an ordinance to create a city administrator position. The City Council will also work through a long list of bids for various projects around La Crosse. Financially, the city will move around capital funds for airport projects, align several properties into new projects, and pass a resolution to allow the city to operate a downtown parking system. Several committee appointments will be made as well. Vernon County announced a new grant program aimed to help small businesses. $150,000 is available through Elevate Vernon, a program that will provide up to $10,000 to businesses that apply. Eligible businesses have to employ fewer than 10 full-time equivalent employees and meet other requirements, such as committing a certain amount of hours to professional development. You can find more information about the grants, including how to apply, on Vernon County's government website. Tomorrow is the deadline for travelers to get Real ID. With more, here's Clara McMichael of ABC News.
As the Real ID deadline approaches, senior TSA official Adam Stahl tells travelers,
"Get to the airport early, approximately 2 hours. If you do not have a Real ID, we suggest going even possibly earlier.
For those without a Real ID,
you could face delays at the checkpoint. And in extremely rare cases, if we can't confirm or validate your identity, possible denial.
You can use other documents like a military ID or a passport, but
enroll as soon as you can, especially ahead of a busy travel season."
Clara McMichael, ABC News, New York.
You can visit the Wisconsin DOT website for information on what you need to bring to get a Real ID. Wisconsin has a new person atop the leaderboard of richest people living in the state. For several years, the top spot has been held by John Menard Jr. According to Forbes, Menard, who owns the home improvement chain bearing his name, has a $21.7 billion net worth, which is now second highest in the state. Diane Hendricks of Beloit now holds the distinction of being Wisconsin's wealthiest resident at $21.9 billion. Hendricks, who co-founded ABC Supply, was born and raised in West Central Wisconsin. The Wisconsin State Patrol's May Law of the Month is Share the Road. Whether it's motorcycles, bicycles, and other smaller vehicles, if you're driving a larger vehicle, be on the lookout. Also remember to be sharing the road with farm equipment and other slow-moving vehicles. For more information, you can visit the Wisconsin DOT website.
The National Weather Service in La Crosse said that April was close to average in temperature, but was one of the wettest April months since 1873. In fact, last month ranks as the 13th wettest April on record, with 5.2 inches of precipitation recorded at the La Crosse Regional Airport. Temperature-wise, the average high, low, and overall temperatures were all within a degree of the 30-year average. Looking ahead to May, the average high rises from 66 degrees on May 1st to 77 degrees by the end of the month. Fantastic weather continues for the Coulee region well into next week. Today's highs will be a bit cooler than yesterday, topping out around room temperature. That'll be the case until the weekend, when highs will get back up to around 80 degrees. No rain is expected until the middle of next week, as a high pressure system is stalled over the upper Midwest, including Wisconsin and Minnesota. There is elevated wildfire danger as a result of the dry spell we're in. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast.
Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
A fast start helps the Brewers get a win. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, filling in for Mike Clemens. Rhys Hoskins hit a 2-RBI double, and Jake Bowers followed up with his 2-run blast to give Milwaukee a 4-run first inning.
Bowers into center field. Myers is back. He is running out of room, and that's down! Number 3 for Bowers.
That call courtesy of FanDuel Sports Wisconsin. Milwaukee won its third game in a row with the 4-3 win over the Houston Astros last night. The Brewers used offense, defense, and pitching to win.
We put up 4 early, and the pitching staff, you know, again, Uribe didn't throw as bad as the numbers, but his pitch count got up, and then Mears came in again, second night in a row, and just pitched out of a jam unbelievably, and McGill was electric.
Starting pitcher Chad Patrick pitched into the seventh inning.
Chad continues to show that he belongs here, and 6 2/3 of, you know, flawless against a good ball club that's obviously, and look at their names in their lineup, they're very very good ball club.
William Contreras was given heaps of praise for his work.
Give William credit. He's playing with an injury, and you could tell him it affected him tonight, but in a big situation, he comes up and throws that guy out at second base. Just a hustle play that, you know, big time play. So you got to give William credit for all of this too, with the way he's calling a game, the way he's receiving, the way he's throwing. He's been a huge part right now.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. It'll be the same two teams, Brewers and Astros, again this afternoon. Milwaukee gets the day off tomorrow before playing the Rays this weekend. 1 week from today, the NFL will announce its 2025 schedule. The Green Bay Packers will have 8 home games and 9 away games. In addition to the home and home games against the Bears, Vikings, and Lions in the NFC North, the Packers will play each team in the NFC East and AFC North, as well as Carolina, Arizona, and Denver next year. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. No one told Jennifer Aniston life was going to be this way. The Friends actress was a victim of vandalism earlier this week when a 70-something-year-old man tried to crash through the gates of her home. He tried to escape, but it's like he was always stuck in second gear. The actress was home at the time of the crash, but was uninjured. KABC in Los Angeles says the man was booked for felony vandalism and the investigation is ongoing. Although it hasn't been her day, it could still be her week or month or even her year. Blue's Clues star Steve Burns says waiters made more than he made hosting the popular children's show. Burns talked about his meager earnings while appearing on Rainn Wilson's Soul Boom podcast. Burns told Wilson that although he didn't get paid much, he didn't mind at the time because the Nickelodeon show was a side hustle and that most of his income came from voiceover work. The former fake animated dog owner said when he landed the gig, it was after auditioning for what he thought was a voiceover. That's called having a horseshoe up your ass.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 60s to low 70s this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear. We're going to drop to around 40 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high near 70 by Friday. Sunshine with a high in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.